This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network in the Spine Health Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Alfred O. Bonanti, founder and CEO of the Bonanti Spine Institute that has revolutionized the field of spine surgery and has created, patented, and perfected minimally invasive laser spine surgery called the Bonanti Spine Procedures, and has successfully treated over 94% of his patients with complete satisfaction. Certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio, Dr. Bonanti.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, can the holidays be tough on one's back?
Yes, absolutely. One of the major problems with holidays are the behavior of the weekend warrior. Husbands and wives, sometimes they decided that they are going to overload their backs without really creating some sort of a warm-up type of exercises, or being careful with the excess of weight that they are going to carry. And when that happens, very frequent, you develop some type of a problem on the facets, or some type of a problem that they are even more important on the disc. And if you do have some back problems in the past, you can aggravate those back problems who sometimes require medical attention.
And what do you need to do to be aware of when hanging decorations or preparing for the holidays to prevent one from pulling their back out, if you will?
A lot of things is based on common sense. What you need to do is you need to go and see if you are going to carry a load that you know you usually are not accustomed to do so, then divide that load. Make different trips to be able to protect your back. If you are going to lift something from the floor and you're not accustomed to do that exercise, and that requires some extra load that you are not accustomed to live with or to do in your private life frequently or every day, then you need to prepare to bend your knees or to go on your knees and lift the weight with precaution, or use some type of instruments that allowed you to carry the load if the load is too heavy.
And if you already have a bad back, what precaution should one take when it comes to the holidays or lifting in that situation?
If you do have a bad back, one of the things that you may need to do to avoid that your bad back become a nuisance during the holidays, any time that you're going to use some extra weight or you're going to do something heavy, what you need to do is use a brace. Use one of these braces that they use for back care, or the braces that they use when you train in exercises like the boxers or like the kickboxers. Use those braces that they are going to protect your back and load the weight on the protect the back, and some of the load will go to the brace, and that is going to protect the possibilities that you injure your back or you aggravate the back that is already in bad shape.
Great information today. We are with Dr. Alfred O. Bonanti, founder and CEO of the Bonanti Spine Institute that has revolutionized the field of spine surgery here on eHealth Radio Spine Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Bonanti, let's say one hurts their back. What signs leads one to see their doctor or visit their doctor in this situation?
Well, if you have a pain on your back that is created for some type of motion or some type of a minor accident or some type of a bad weight distribution in your back that creates pain, you need to be very careful for a week You need to use a brace, and you need to just get some sort of a massage, use some type of a creams like Tiger Balm or balsams like that that they deliver that some heat on the area to protect the area for a while. If few days, if in a week the pain is gone, you're safe. If the pain lasts for more than a week and becomes steady or worse, and that pain doesn't go away for the next 3 months, you require medical attention. The body, when the damage occurs and the pain doesn't go away, the body starts to react against that damage. For example, if you have a bulging disc created by the accident or by the overweight or the lifting something abnormal, then the bulging area will send a message to the brain and will be like a message saying to the brain that is an imbalance on that vertebra, and then immediately the body will produce some type of a balance by displacing some cartilage in that area. So if the cartilage stays in that area, that happens in the first 2 months to 3 months, you still can treat that one and remove the cartilage without major damage. But if you don't listen to that, the cartilage becomes a bone structure, and that is what is being called the spurs. And those spurs are going to decrease the canal where the nerve is located, and you're going to have a permanent pain, and you will require surgery.
Lastly, what exactly is the Banati spine procedure, and how is it different from other back procedures?
Well, the procedure that we created almost 30 years ago is the very first time that the surgeon was able to pinpoint an area specific with the damage, and in cooperation for the diagnosis with a magnetic resonance, the x-rays, and the physical examination, the surgeon knows exactly in what part of that vertebra is the injury. When we had that diagnosis in the past, we opened the back with 6 inches of an incision, and we pinpoint the area with the damage, but the exposure of tissue and cutting ligaments and muscles and bone was so extensive that the patient had complications and scar tissue after that surgery. So the idea that we have is to minimize that exposure. So what we did is we developed a telescoping type of tubes, and we pinpoint where the injury was in that specific patient. And then with a probe, we reach the area of the pathology, and we put a telescoping tubes that they dilate the skin, and instead to cut the skin and cut the muscles or cut the ligaments, we spread those structures. So when you finish the surgery and you remove those tubes, all these ligaments and all this muscle, and including the skin, become to a normal structure again because they never were cut. So that allows you to minimize the recovery time and minimize also the pain that those patients have with the open procedure. So that's how we start. And the results were so incredible that we start to develop instrumentation for, we start to apply visualization for, and then at the very end, we create a procedure that today is returning 98.7% of the patients that we operate, they do very well and they are extremely satisfied with the result.
That's certainly good news for those that suffer with or have suffered with back injuries in the past. We certainly appreciate all this helpful information. Where can one get more information about and find out more about Bonatti Spine Institute online?
Well, the phone number of the Institute is 727-868-9563, and we are located in the Tampa area in Florida. And our website is bonatti.com.
In conclusion, Dr. Bonatti, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yes. The important thing on the back care is to observe the pain. If the individuals that have back pain, they treated themselves more than 3 months, it's an indication that that's a permanent injury, and they need to seek some investigation of how much that area is affected. Can be just a small problem on the facet, can be a small problem on the sacroiliac joint, can be a bulging disc, or can be something more important than a situation that is creating a stenosis on the canal or a herniated disc. That's why the tolerance of the pain needs to be no more than 3 months. After 3 months, they need to be treated and diagnosed properly, or the situation is going to carry a surgery that will require more expertise or more create more damage to recover the patient.
Well, that's certainly some very, very important information. In conclusion, Dr. Bonatti, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Very helpful information for the listeners.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Dr. Alfred O. Bonatti, founder and CEO of the Bonatti Spine Institute that has revolutionized the field of spine surgery and has created, patented, and perfected minimally invasive laser spine surgery called the Bonatti Spine Procedures, and has successfully treated over 94% of his patients with complete satisfaction. And once again, the website of reference is bonatti.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Spine Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.